who raised Jesus from the dead, has raised Pastor Jerry literally from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Worked on him for 30 minutes and got his heart to beating again because God said it's not finished. He's still got a work to do. He's still got some things to say. Amen. He's still got some prophecies to give. Glory to God. So it's not over because God's not said it's over. And if he says it's not finished, church, whatever promise he's given you and your household and your children, you hang on to that word. Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And we need to understand the authority that we have as believers of God. The work has already been finished, and that's what I'm going to be preaching on today. It's a finished work. Amen. So he's given us the authority to speak. He's given us the authority to go. He's given us the authority to say. So we need to quit asking and begging God and just to begin to believe and to receive. If he said it, I believe it, and that finishes it. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get excited about God, to keep on keeping on, because our best days are ahead of us. Amen. So I want to encourage you, if you're in leadership, stay for the meeting today. We've got some things to talk about. And if you can't stay, grace is offered to you. Amen. So we want to just say a special prayer. Go ahead and bring that prayer list up here. The anointing is in the house already because you're here. Jesus is here. And he said, where two or more gathered in his name, he said, I'll be in the midst. And when we make the same sound together in harmony, he said, I'll hear from heaven. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and pray over these people today. And if you've got a prayer request upon your heart, you just lift your hands and believe and receive that spoken word for them also. And we're going to say a special prayer for Patsy today that the report is, it's not the report of the Lord, but the report is she has Lyme's disease, and that's not the truth. The truth is, by the stripes of Jesus, she's healed, and that disease cannot stay in her body because Jesus' name is more powerful than any name of any disease. Amen. So, Father God, we just lift these people up to you now in the name of Jesus. We curse every disease that's trying to stay in these people's bodies in the name of Jesus. Patsy, we send the word of the Lord to you this morning that you're healed. We curse that thing that's trying to stay you in the name of Jesus that it has to be gone. And for the manifestation of your people, thank you, Lord God, that you have come to set the captives free. And we are free today from every addiction, from smoking or whatever it may be, from pornography, it's broken in the name of Jesus. From any kind of spirit of addiction, we curse that thing at the very roots because you've already cursed it, God. And we declare to be dead and not to rise up anymore. Every prayer request on our hearts today now, Father God, we just ask you to minister to that need today, that you're the God of more than enough, that you're the God of encouragement, and that you have said it, and so therefore we believe it and we receive it today in the name of Jesus. And this is the word of the Lord today. Am I not the God of more than enough? And he said, yes, I am that I am. What do you dare to believe me for in this season? Have I not met you where you're at, and with my strong right arm delivered you and brought you forth? And rejoice, my people, for this is your time to shine forth my glory in the earth. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. With words of wisdom will you speak forth the oracles of your God and declare to this generation my saving power. Do not stand by silently, but let your voice ring forth my praises. Give to me your worship, and in your worship you will be strengthened. Let yesterday go. You have today and have the now. So occupy the time of now. Must I remind you that no time is lost, and for I am and will redeem the time for you. Step into this time with great expectation, for I am faithful to all my promises concerning you and yours. This is your time, says the Lord, and you are a chosen generation. You are a peculiar people. And bring my kingdom to the earth and watch my glory unfold. There are those who are hungry for the truth, and do not allow the voices of those who are crying the loudest to be the majority. Amen. But you know the truth, which is what my word has decreed. Seek me and I will bring you into all that truth, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands right now to the praise and worship team. Father God, we thank you for those that have chosen to be part of the praise and worship team here at New Life. And Lord, we just ask you to touch them today in the name of Jesus, that they have a heart of a worshiper to bring us into your presence, God, that they know that it's not themselves, Lord, but it's by your hand. And I thank you right now, Lord, that you would bless them, that they are blessed people, and that they continue to have a heart of worship. And I'll call forth that worshiping warrior to come forth out of you in the name of Jesus. I call forth that warfare worshiper to come out of you in the name of Jesus. That this is your season to sing praises unto God. And even as you open your mouth and you begin to worship God, He's going to open the doors, and a mighty river of His Spirit is going to flow through this house. So God says to be encouraged today that I have seen your sacrifices and I have seen your faithfulness, and a fresh wind of my Spirit is blowing upon you. For this is your season and this is your time to bring the people into my presence, says the Lord. And the church said, amen. Worship the Lord today, church. Get into his presence and make your heart ready to receive the word today in the name of Jesus.
Well, hallelujah. Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Well, I want to read y'all something. This is from your pastors. It says, tell the people this morning, we are with them in spirit. We are listening to the service. We miss everybody. Thank them for the prayers and the financial support. And then it says, we'll see them shortly. Amen. That's the best part. We'll see them shortly. You know, I talked to Dad the other morning at work. And when I answered the phone, it sounded like Dad. Well, hello, son. You know, I got that. And it just took me by surprise. I'm saying, well, wow.
Well, Laverne wanted me to tell you all, the resurrected will be here next Sunday. Resurrection Sunday. So I want to encourage all of you all to bring your family, bring your friends, bring your mamas, bring your papas. Stop somebody on the street and tell them to come to New Life Sunday morning. For Resurrection Sunday, because the resurrected one's going to be here. Amen. Tell everyone to be prepared to receive their miracles to be manifested. So we're just going to believe it's going to happen today too. But next Sunday, don't you need to be in the house of the Lord next Sunday. Amen.
Hallelujah. What's left to be said? Amen. Well, I'm gonna let y'all know. I was there the morning. I was there. I'm running in and out of that room watching these people work on Dad. I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm just going to share what I saw. We sat there. I was there about 10 minutes after this first happened. So I'm standing in the hallway and running back and forth, but I was standing in the hallway. And you could hear his heart start beating. That just blew me away. Dad was gone. He was gone. But God. But God. That song that I learned said, God is not through with me. That's right. Say, and when he gets through with me, I'll be what he wants me to be. Oh, yes. God, he was gone, guys. And then the phone call I got. Well, hello, son. Between that point and this point, I don't know how in the world that people know Christ don't believe all of the Bible. I can't understand that, because he is still in the healing business. He is still in the deliverance business. He's still saving souls, and he is still having mansions built in glory for us. Amen? And that's what it's all about. Oh, I just thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm done with that part. I'll try to sing y'all a couple of songs this morning. I get a little carried away at times. But my wife's daddy is coming home soon. And if there's ever been a father and daughter that was like this, there they are. When I first married her, I thought to myself, there's no way I would try to step between that. Well, yeah, you get run over by a big bus is what would happen. So, hello, Dad, Mom.
We went to visit a couple times. And we saw him at his worst there, really, where he barely recognized you and stuff like that. It was worse from our standpoint. And then the turnaround to get videos. And the last visit, though, like the kids visited, and we all individually got to see him for a minute or two. And CJ said, well, I hope you get to feeling better. Well, Laverne carries on over to Brother Jerry. He said, well, CJ, I'll be getting to feel better. And he made sure he told him that before he left. Now, I don't know if he realized that, but I do. So the positive stays with both of them. Yes. So he just was waiting to speak up and say it. He couldn't say it before, but now he's right there with her. There ain't no negative in that room.
Oh, no. And we'll not allow any negative to be in the room. That's what I kept saying over and over. Mom has the strongest faith I've ever seen. Mom has the strongest faith I've ever seen. She is a fine example of believing and standing on what she knows about the Lord. I have seen her do things all through the 20 years I've been involved with this family. It's just incredible. And I'm not saying about Dad, but I'm just speaking about Mom right now. She has the strongest faith. And the first words out of her mouth that day, we're not going to believe anything negative, nothing. Don't want it around. And it's just so awesome to see that. It's just so awesome to know that that's what you're sitting under. Amen. Go ahead, guys. Come on, y'all. It's a good day. Yeah.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For this life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever.
Come on, church.
His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever.
I'll take the good Lord keeping strength in my body, amen. And I'll take the good Lord aiding us through each and every day. All we need to do is just believe. All we need to do is just stand on the word. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! I don't know about y'all, but I like this morning. I appreciate the good Lord being in my life, amen. You know, I think it's an awesome thing that we have an opportunity to take God, to accept Christ. And you know what? Don't cost us a thing. Something you can't earn. He already gave it to us. He gave it to us.
Now, God, you have done great things.
Amen.
You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain on us. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak.
Amen.
And bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reach down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love, your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. How deep, how wide,
mercy, for your love and kindness. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Wait just a minute, guys. Okay. Go ahead. Right now, who wants to be a history maker for the Lord? Amen. That's right. Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true. And I believe it. I'm living for you. Is it true today that when people pray, we'll see dead men rise, amen, and the blind set free? Yes, it's true. And I believe it. I'm living for you. I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. Oh yes, I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms. Yes, it's true today that when people
people praying with the fire of God and the truth in hand.
What we're going to see?
Yes. We'll see miracles.
Yes.
We'll see angels sing. We'll see broken hearts changing history. Yes, it's true. And we believe it. We're living for you. I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. Oh, yes. I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna run into your arms. Say into your arms, into your arms.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. You know, guys, I stood here this morning, I picked out this music list. One song changed. And we're not going to do another. But isn't God all that? I hadn't read a bulletin. I hadn't talked to anyone this morning. And it's just to go to show that when we let God drive the car, the trip's a lot safer. Oh, most certainly. Most certainly. See, I've got out of the way and let God lead my life. Oh, hallelujah. I've done that. Don't get me wrong. I still complain and mumble and grumble. I'm still a human. I still have my faults. There's no doubt about that. But when it comes down to living a Christian walk, I have to ask for my forgiveness. Just one of them things that come along with being a Christian, because we're not perfect. But I get out of the way. I let God do the guiding. And my path is so much easier to walk. It's just an awesome thing. But now, I don't know any passage of Scripture that says being a Christian is easy. Can anybody tell me where that's in the Bible? But I tell you what it is easy to do. It's easy tonight or anytime you see fit to say a prayer. It's awfully easy to thank God for what you got. It's awful easy to ask God for what you need. I don't know how much more that could have been done for our salvation than what has been done. I don't know. Hallelujah. Thank you. I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Hallelujah. Every hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship you. Everybody. Every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you. Every hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship you. Yeah. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-loving God. You're the Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Every day I come to lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour
of every day,
I will bow my heart to pray and worship you. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. God, you're the Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say, oh, almighty, beloved, the Savior of the world.
Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You sure may.
I guess it's the beginning of last month, or actually it was in, when did he have a seizure with you? It's November, I think. November, he's had about 3 seizures since November. 2 of which he had to go to the hospital. 1 he turned purple and blue. And then this last one, he fell off of a chair and hit his head. I had to have an x-ray and a CAT scan. When he had a seizure in November with Mom, we brought him here to church as soon as it happened with my mother-in-law, which she couldn't even come in because she was so overwhelmed. She was afraid she was going to bust into tears and she couldn't hold herself in. I honestly believe that it was just him falling out of the chair that caused the seizure. But I don't think he's going to have any more. And I believe it, and I have faith that he will not have any more, because it worries us so much. And he goes to the neurologist at the end of this month to see his, to have him checked over and everything. They say he'll grow out of it, but I believe as of right now, he's done. Because he doesn't need it. He's a baby. He don't need it. But God is good all the time, and he has taken care of my baby, and he's done. But I just wanted to let you know.
I'm standing in agreement with that, amen? The God I know is an awesome God. He's bigger than a seizure. He's a lot bigger than a seizure. And that baby is covered by the blood, amen? Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus, for that. You know, a testimony is the most powerful tool that a Christian has. Is the most powerful tool. When you combine your testimony with the Word of God, people get saved. But your faith in all your other matters is your most powerful tool. Just like the mama and her daughter. Don't come between a mama and the son. Please, men, don't do that. Just don't do that. But then on the other hand, don't come between a daddy and his daughter. That gets a little crazy too. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, no matter what we walk through, we got to put our faith and belief first. And we got to come to an agreement with God on all of our matters. That it's like Sister Shirley's favorite saying, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. And that's where you got to stand. It's hard sometimes. Oh, I know. I know you want to see it done right now. Yesterday was not soon enough. You want to see it done now. But I'm going to tell you, your faith, testimony, the Word of God, it's what's going on. That's the powerful tools that you have to work with. Everything else has been given to you. Amen. You know, it comes to this point in our service to where we get to receive the offering for the Lord. Amen. Brenda Ramey used to say, yes, hallelujah. And she would clap and she was joyful about it. Well, I tell you what, there's been some times I'd come in here and I didn't have 2 nickels to rub together. And I'm like, wow, you know, what do I give now, you know? Well, I seem to remember some scriptures in the Bible where it said this lady, she just gave what she had. And that meant more to the Lord than what the rich man gave. Amen? So you give what you can. That's what it's all about. It's coming from the heart. It ain't the amount. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God, right now. Because I know you bless all of us, Lord God, especially when we give and when we tithe, Lord God. When we offer unto you, Lord God, that's what you want. That's what we were made for, Lord God, to worship you. So now, Lord God, I know you got us covered. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
For Jesus, Jesus.
freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. Hallelujah. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Is in the name of Jesus all we need? Is in the name of Jesus all we need? He is the way, the truth, the life, the
sure can.
I have a granddaughter. She's going to be 13 in June. And when she was 4 years old, she got encephalitis of her brain. And she spent 4 weeks at UK. And she had seizure after seizure. We're talking 10 and 20 a day. And we would bring her home. She'd have a seizure. We'd take her back to UK. Pastor and Laverne prayed over her, and I will never forget what they said in one of their prayers. That child has the mind of Christ. The brain of Christ does not have seizures. And the doctors at UK told us, Monica, that my little four-year-old granddaughter would not learn right. She might not be right. And we were to take her home and love her where she was at. And I would have. Except I knew that's not what God wanted for my Allie. And I would pray over here, over her. Allie, you have the mind of Christ. She is now almost 13. She's in the gifted program at Tate's Creek. She's second chair clarinet. She hasn't had a seizure for 6 years. She takes no seizure medicine. God is not a respecter of persons. When you go to that neurologist, you do not let him tell you what your son's going to be. You stand up as a mama and a grandma. You tell them, my God gives my child a clear brain.
Woo, I like that attitude. I like that attitude. You know, I don't normally do this, but this is a baby. Hi, buddy. You remember giving me a hug this morning? Can I touch your head? Wait a minute. Just let me put my hands right here just for a minute. Would you please? Heavenly Father, I bind all infirmities right now in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against this baby prosper, Lord God. He has you in him, Lord God. I know right now, Lord God, that you're healing this baby or have healed this kid, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I want you, Lord God, to touch this child. Let nothing pass through him, Lord God, unclean. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give me a high five, bud. I love you, man. Hallelujah. There is power in the name. Hallelujah. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Is in the name of Jesus all we need.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I got a green light. Green lights are good.
Amen.
Classes can be dismissed. Hallelujah. You all be blessed today.